Well, well, well. What do we have here? So you must be my blind date. What's the matter? Never seen a voluptuous lady such as me before? Or maybe it's my glossy and elegant scales. Ah, I see. You weren't expecting to meet up with Lamia today. Well, let me just say, I certainly wasn't expecting a little human such as yourself to be even more appealing up close. Oh my. Are those your cheeks glowing such a vibrant red? Looks like we're off to a great start already. Why don't we go ahead and have a seat at the table? No. They'll be fine. I don't think they possess any seats specifically designed for someone like me. Thanks for the offer, though. You seem nervous. Is everything all right? Well, I certainly won't hold it against you for feeling a little unprepared. I mean, after all, this is a blind date. It wouldn't be as fun if it didn't come with some unexpected surprises. Plus, I don't think this place is really accommodated for Lamia such as myself. No. Your nervousness does seem rather cute. Don't worry. I think everything will turn out pleasantly. Wouldn't you agree? So, are you going to say something? A pleasure to meet you as well. Oh, why thank you. I must say, people have commented a lot about my eyes. Some have stated, and it has a certain charm to them. When they look into my eyes, they can't help but to feel mesmerized by them. As if they're going into a trance. Maybe. Maybe I am putting you into a trance. Oh, relax, my little mouse. It's a figure of speech, if you will. I'm not a licensed hypnotist, nor do I possess any abilities of the sort. Oh, I did call you my little mouse, didn't I? Oh, my apologies. It's a force of habit, per se. I happen to find rodents some of the more captivating species of mammals, my favorite being the mouse. Something about those cute ears, big eyes, and the mannerisms they possess. Absolutely adorable. Much like yourself. There you go, blushing again. It seems the similarities are undoubtedly now. Yes? Oh no, there's no mousetrap here. Although, from the looks of things, you seem to be a little misinformed about us Lamias. Well, yes. It is true that the majority of our species can come across as seductive. I can assure you that the majority of us are nothing like the Greek legends you may have heard. No, we are not vampires. And no, we're not related to the succubi. The last time I went on a blind date was with someone that was... Oh, how do I put this? Looking for a swift, satisfactory tool for their lust. Oh, yes. I guess they read a little too much into the whole Greek mythology thing. And they thought they could head it off with the vampires and succubi distant cousin, as they put it. I swear if I wasn't trying to keep up with the formalities, I would have tail-whipped them so hard the recoil. The recoil from it would have paid them a visit a week later. It sounds as if you find that amusing. It is all right looking back on it. I find it to be humorous as well. You would have gone through with it, huh? Well, it certainly would have served them right. So, I must ask, is this your first time out on a blind date? I see. It just so happens to be your first time out on a blind date with a snake woman. Interesting, I will say. I've already grown to like what I see. No, you are just so adorable. I could just eat you up. Figuratively, of course. Oh, you wish to learn more about my family? Well, I have two younger sisters who are both Lamias. Our father is Avan Naga, while our mother is human. Yes? I get that question a lot. The answer is yes and no. Although both Lamias and Nagas come from the same family in the Animal Kingdom hierarchy scale, we are not from the same genus or species. In fact, there are different species of Lamias, and the same goes for Nagas. Oh, I should mention. Yes, there are male Lamias. They do exist. Yes, there was a rumor going around about only female Lamias exist. But that was only because female Lamias are a lot common than the males. This is because our species generally have 4X chromosomes, which means there is a higher chance for us to deliver a female into the world than a male. If you ask me, I think Nagas got their name due to their nagging. Like, seriously, the last time I went on a blind date was with a Naga, and the guy practically complained throughout the entire thing. Just blah, blah, blah the entire time. Oh, I swear, if I were to go on another blind date, I'd have better luck with a human. And it seems that, thankfully, my tuition was right. You were just so cute when you're all flustered like that. With those cheeks being bright red, they remind me of cherries. I happen to be a fan of Mother Nature's candy. Oh, yes. I could nibble on those things all day. Hey, maybe I should give those cheeks the same treatment, All right, little mouse. I'll give you a chance to recompose yourself. You have another question? Well, then ask away.
Why, yes, we are related to Gorgons. Although, they're more or less on the more of the human side compared to us of Lamias and Nagas.
Well, I mean, yes, there are a few Gorgons that have the lower snake body. But Gorgons mainly have their snakes for heft and going for them. Not to mention the more snake-like pupils in their eyes. With some patches of scales throughout their body here and there, but everything else is human. Oh, and I should mention, the Reptalia planes, or what you humans call lizard people, are in fact a thing. Yes, my little mouse, I am very serious. They're basically cousins that we have but don't talk much about. What I mean is that the only reptilian thing about them is the head. No tails, no claws, just a lizard head placed where a normal human would be. And no, they're not super intelligent or an advanced species. They're as smart as humans. If a little dumber. Yeah, you could say they're the laughing stock of the Reptilian Kingdom. And those off-the-wall conspiracy theorists are basically rubbing salt into the wound. Well, I think that's enough about me, after all. I would love to know a little more about you, my little mole. Oh, come on now. Don't be shy. Why don't you tell me something intriguing about yourself? Go on. I'm listening. My, my. You certainly sound like quite the interesting individual. And may I add, such a perfect match for me. Oh, why, thank you. I appreciate the compliment, but you know, I couldn't help but to notice something. You still seem a bit nervous. Don't tell me you think I'm still dangerous. Well, let me reassure you. I'm only dangerous when someone rubs me the wrong kind of way. Speaking of rubbing, I know this is our first date, but... You're blushing already? My, my. I haven't even finished my train of thought, and your cheeks are glowing awfully red. Thinking about something. Like what exactly? Your fantasy? An ecstasy? Well. Well. I can help, but you would ease my little mouse. Let's be honest. Dates are exhausting and we both clearly have a thing for each other. Well, I do like what I see right now. I was hoping we can turn this into more than just a fling. Wouldn't you agree? Good. So how about a proposal? You come over to my place and you can do whatever you want with me. Including cuddle up with me and being wrapped up like a burrito in my coils. If you desire. Only if you can give this lustrous snake lady a nice massage. Oh, believe me, my little mouse. I'm a sucker for a good old rub-me-down massage session.
especially when done right. My scales have been begging me for a massage. And you might be exactly what I need. So how about it? Good. Then let's get out here. I'm certainly looking forward to this. My little mouse.